Whenever I meet with a Khatan and Kala before their wedding, so we discuss the whole wedding ceremony, and we talk about the Khatan's tish and the bedecken and the procession and the circles that the Kala makes around the Khatan and all these things, and where the Khatan's going to stand and where the Kala's going to stand, and the drosha and the putting on the kittel and the all sorts of things like this. And that takes up a lot of discussion time. Then I say to them, and the ceremony still hasn't started yet, because of course the ceremony under the chuppah begins with the Birkat Eirusin, the brachot on the first cup of wine. And this is the bracha associated with the mitzvah of getting married. But in actual fact, there is an important machloket in the Rishonim, what exactly is the nature of this Birkat Eirusin. So the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchot Ishut, Halacha Kaf Gimel, he says that the nature of this bracha is essentially it's like any other Birkat HaMitzvah, any other bracha that you say on a mitzvah. He says that anybody who marries a woman, whether he's being Kaddisha himself or using a shaliach, has to say a bracha before the Kiddushin, either himself or a shaliach, just like you say the bracha on any other mitzvah, and then you do the Kiddushin. And if you forgot to say the bracha and you just did the kiddushin, you just gave the ring, then you can't say the bracha afterwards because it would be a bracha levatala, because you always say a bracha before you do the mitzvah rather than saying the bracha after doing the mitzvah. The Ravid actually argues on this last point, and the Ravid says that the bracha should be said after giving the ring, because we're concerned that perhaps the kala might decide she doesn't want to accept the ring. And then it would be a bracha levatala. The Chatan said the bracha on the mitzvah of getting married, asks the kala to take the ring, and she doesn't want to receive the ring. So he said a bracha, and there's no mitzvah being done. So the Hagot Maimonios explains that, yeah, it's true. Generally speaking, we say the bracha must be of El Asiyatan, but there are certain cases where it's impossible to achieve that. If it's impossible to achieve that, you say the bracha afterwards. In any event, there are Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam about the very nature of the bracha. The Rambam has said the very nature of the bracha is a Birkat HaMitzvah, just like we say a bracha on many, many mitzvot. The Ran on the Rif at the beginning of Masechet Ketubot says it can't be a Birkat HaMitzvah because, number one, a Birkat HaMitzvah usually always says, you know, the mitzvah is Al mitzvah this or lasot this. But here we're talking about v'asa lanu et harusot, v'hiti lanu et hanasuot. You know, that this is prohibited to us and this is permitted to us. That doesn't belong in a Birkat HaMitzvah. And second of all, Birkat HaMitzvah is usually a one-liner. This is a multi-line brachot, so it doesn't appear to be a Birkat HaMitzvah at all. And in actual fact, there can't be a Birkat HaMitzvah for the mitzvah kiddushin, because mitzvah kiddushin by itself is nothing. It's just the beginning of a mitzvah without the gemara mitzvah, without the end of the mitzvah, which is the nisuin. So you couldn't say a bracha on the kiddushin, but you also couldn't say a bracha on the nisuin either, because you've already done the kiddushin. So there's no room for a birkat mitzvah. So on the face of it, you wouldn't say a bracha at all. But Chazal didn't like the notion that such an important Jewish life cycle event should go without a bracha. So they instituted this bracha, which is a bracha associated with the mitzvah of getting married, but it's not a bracha on the mitzvah of getting married. And therefore it's a Birkat HaShvach. And the Rosh in the first paragraph of Masechet Ketubot Siman Yud Bet actually spells this out and says that we don't say the bracha of Lekadesh HaIsha. It's not a Birkat HaMitzvah. And it's a Birkat HaShvach, a bracha of praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's given the Jewish people this special sanctity that we have the institution of marriage. And he points out, because this is a Birkat HaShvach and not a Birkat HaMitzvah, so we don't need to worry about the Rambam's point about saying the bracha before doing the mitzvah. It's a Birkat HaShvach, you can say it afterwards. So not only does the Ravid argue against the Rambam about saying the bracha afterwards, but the Ravid agrees that it's in principle a Birkat HaMitzvah, but the Rosh says that it's a Birkat HaShvach, and therefore a nafkamina is that you don't need to say the bracha beforehand. A second nafkamina would actually be with regard to if the Chatan is a Cheresh, if the Chatan is deaf. So if the Chatan is deaf,
Can the Masadeh Kedushin say the bracha on his behalf? It'll depend on what the nature of the bracha is. If it's a Birkat HaMitzvah, so then the Chatan needs to be able to hear the bracha and to respond Amen to it. If it's a Birkat HaShvach, then it just means that somebody present at the time of Kiddushin needs to say this bracha. This is a point which is discussed by the Nodav Yehuda in his Sheilot and Tshuvot. And the third nafkamina is raised by, in the Sefer Har Tzvi, or by the Har Tzvi, in Sefer Hadrat Kodesh Ratzvi Pesach Frank, in the name of the Griz. And this is the question whether or not the Kala is part of the bracha of Birkat HaErusin. He says that when the Griz's son got married, the Griz said that the Masada Kiddushin should be, you know, having intention to be Motzi the Chatan, with both the bracha of Borei Pi HaGafen and also the bracha of Birkat HaErusin, and to have in mind to be Motzi the Kala just with the bracha of Borei Pi HaGafen, but not with the bracha of Birkat HaErusin, because if we hold that Birkat HaErusin is a Birkat HaMitzvah, then the mitzvah of being Mekadesh is on the Chatan, and it's not on the Kala. And in actual fact, it would seem, according to what the Griz is saying, is that the Kala shouldn't, if we're concerned that the bracha is a Birkat HaMitzvah, which isn't shaykh to the Kala, then the Kala shouldn't respond Amen to the Birkat HaMitzvah of Birkat HaErusin. She should just say Amen to the Borei Pi HaGafen, because if she says Amen to the Birkat HaMitzvah of Birkat HaErusin, then it would be a hefsek between the bracha Borei Pi HaGafen and drinking the wine. Whereas if, of course, we held that it was a Birkat HaShvach, like the Rosh says, so then presumably, just as the Chatan can say Amen to that bracha, so the Kala could also say Amen to that bracha, and it wouldn't be a hefsek before drinking the wine. In any event, we seem to regard it as a bit of both, really. That's, we always advise the Chatan that the Masada Kiddushin is saying this bracha on his behalf on the mitzvah of getting married. But indeed, it could equally be a Birkat HaShvach as well. Ad Kan.